Chapter 4.
Do you have her in sight?
Ristayard growled into the comlink as he landed his air skid on top of a nearby roof.
Yes, Harold replied. They are sitting on the outside patio near the water. I will be there shortly,
Ristayard snapped as fury poured through him.
If they leave, whatever happens, don't lose them.
What if this alien male has already claimed her?
Andras asked quietly, shutting off his own air skid and stepping up next to Ristayard.
It has been a month since you left. If you have not shown your intention to claim her, she may have accepted another.
Ristayard glared over his shoulder at Andras before he turned his attention back to where he was going. Night had fallen over the city, making it easier to move under the cover of its inky darkness. The moons would not rise for another hour. Grasping the side of the building, he gauged the distance to the top of the building next door from the one they landed on. He stepped back, ignoring Andras's statement. It wouldn't matter what the alien female decided. He had already told her that she belonged to him. When he made up his mind, he seldom changed it. He definitely had no intentions of altering it about this female. Sprinting forward, he jumped on the low wall and catapulted himself to the roof below, landing and rolling before standing up and moving to the edge of it. He heard Andras's low curse drift through the air before his friend and security chief landed beside him.
You know, we could have just landed closer, Andras grumbled as he dusted himself off. Might I also point out again that taking a female, especially one under the protection of the royal house, is not a good idea?
Ristayard shrugged as he leaned over the edge of the roof to stare down at the open patio area of the dining establishment. His eyes were immediately drawn to the female with hair the color of the sun. She was sitting facing in his direction at a table near the water. His fingers curled around the hard surface of the wall. She was even more beautiful than he remembered, a feat he didn't believe was possible. Hot, molten rage swept through him when the male said something that caused her to laugh. It wasn't the fact that she was laughing that angered him, but the way the male...